The Guardian.
The authorities have really switched tactics over the last couple of days, and they've gone from sort of trying to downplay the unrest to saying, actually, you know, yes, there were really terrible riots and it's all the fault of the Dalai Lama. It's what they call the Dalai clique. They accuse him of deliberately trying to stir up trouble and call for Tibet to actually split completely from China. Now, of course, what the Dalai Lama says is, no, he doesn't want independence. He wants greater autonomy for Tibet.
In other words, he is prepared to negotiate, he's saying.
In fact, the two sides have been in sort of indirect talks. And perhaps part of the reason there's been frustration on the Tibetan side that's sort of boiled up is a sense that that really wasn't going anywhere. Some people suggested that perhaps the Chinese authorities were essentially stalling for time, really, and waiting until the Olympics were over. What happened today is that Wen Jiabao was asked about whether he'd have talks with the Dalai Lama. And he said, on the one hand, well, of course, our door is always open, you know, if he's serious about having real talks, and that's always been our position. But on the other, well, you really can't trust the man. He's a hypocrite. And, you know, you can see that they're behind the events of this weekend.
Now, there's also reports of the security forces massing in Tibetan areas.
In fact, what we've seen is a huge influx of paramilitary police moving into Lhasa, certainly, but also into other provinces with large Tibetan populations where there's been unrest. And we're talking about huge convoys, suggestions that in Gansu perhaps 20,000 paramilitary police have been brought in, and that's on top of the thousands that were already stationed there.
The deadline for the protesters to hand themselves in that the Chinese government gave them ran out, so have the arrests started?
Yes, and in fact, the interesting thing is that, by all accounts, the arrests started before the deadline ran out. The government's line has been to say, well, we're going to be tremendously lenient, or we're going to be lenient anyway, with people who hand themselves in before this midnight deadline. After that, you can expect to be treated harshly. Well, what we're hearing, and obviously it's very, very hard to get any news out of Lhasa because it's so tightly controlled and because people there are so frightened of speaking out, but what we're hearing is that there were house-to-house searches going on yesterday, long before midnight, and that people were being arrested. And there were even claims that perhaps prisoners were being paraded through the streets, although we have not been able to confirm that at all.
Is the Chinese government at all worried that these strong-arm tactics may have an effect on the Olympics?
I think they are very worried about the international image, yes. It's quite striking that in the last day or so, the English language websites here run by the government and the English language television channel, the state channel, have been really sort of putting out a lot of information, trying to put the Chinese government's side of the story, blaming the Dalai Lama for these events and so forth, and really sort of trying to kind of create a bit of a pushback against all the bad publicity. It's striking that today Wen Jiabao was asked, you know, is this going to affect the Olympics? Are you worried about potential boycotts? And he said very confidently, no, I think the faces of 1.3 billion smiling Chinese people will be greeted with smiles around the world when the time comes. They're certainly anxious about the effects of all this bad publicity. And, of course, it comes off criticism of their policy on Darfur. It comes after even complaints about air pollution and so forth, and suggests that Olympians might pull out. So I think there's certainly a sense that the Olympics has shone the spotlight on China in a way that they really didn't want. But having said that, they're still confident that it's going to be their sort of showpiece and their moment of glory, really.
And that they can get away with a tough crackdown on the Tibetans.
Of course, we don't know what's happening at the moment, and we don't know what's going to happen because, as I said, it's just very, very hard to get information out of Tibet. It's become significantly harder in the last few days. It's become even harder to get hold of people and talk to people. And one of the striking things about yesterday is not only were large numbers of troops being sent in, but large numbers of journalists were being shipped out. So we saw that Hong Kong journalists who had been allowed to work in Lhasa were suddenly removed, and that a lot of journalists, including Jonathan Watts of The Guardian, were removed from areas where unrest had taken place or prevented from getting into them. Now, that's led some to suggest that the authorities are preparing for sort of much tougher action and that they really don't want that to be seen by outsiders.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.